Thank you, Jesus. This is the last Shiloh prayer hour. And the last day is everybody's day. There shall be instant answers today. His response will be very clear to you. And receive grace to follow. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, only will I seek thee, my soul thirsted for thee. I want to see your power in my life. Jesus, this early morning, hear each one of us. Amen. And let your name be glorified. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. I'll share with you within the few minutes we have. On some hidden mysteries in our prayer life. God does not only answer the prayers prayed. Yes, he does. But God answers our thoughts. God also answers what? Our thoughts. There are things you didn't have to pray for before you receive answers. He answers our thoughts. There are things you pray for that will never come true because your thoughts are contrary. God answers our thoughts. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. All that we ask or think. So he does not do only what we ask, he also does what we think. He does what we think. He answers what we think. What we think. According to scriptures, the heart of man is deep and only wicked, but I know it. And I enter to every man according to his ways that I discover in his heart. God answers our thoughts. So think right thoughts. Whatever things are lovely, let them form your thoughts. Whatever things are good report, let them form your thoughts. Your thoughts are therefore, and our thoughts are therefore as potent as our prayers. Our thoughts are as potent as our prayers. Doctor has said something, and that has gone to influence your thoughts against the truth. No matter how hard you pray, nothing happens. You have shifted ground in your thought, so you have blocked access to answers. I, the Lord, I know the heart, and I try the reins to render to everyone according to his ways. They have never prayed. He just walked softly before the Lord, and God said, the evil is averted. So God answers our actions. He answers our thoughts, and he answers our actions. It's a God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed. 1 Samuel 2:3. God weighs our actions and responds to them accordingly. Don't profess faith and act on belief. It will cancel the faith you profess. Mind your thoughts. Mind your actions. Mind your thoughts and mind your actions. There are things that God responds to. And mind the words of your mouth. As you have said in my ears, not that as you have prayed, you said. Numbers 14:28. Even so will I do unto you, as you have said. It doesn't work here. Don't let us tell ourselves lies. Let's face the truth. It doesn't work here. It can't work here. As you have said in my ears, you are not praying, but you are just speaking. So God answers our thoughts, answers our words, and answers our actions. It's a mystery. Some folks are just, but the thoughts are contrary to what they are claiming to be praying for. The words are contrary after they are finished praying. Well, I just saw something happen at Shiloh, but from the way I see things now, it's only tomorrow morning, so I'm not sure. So I'm waiting for next year. He has cancelled all the effect by what he said. Careless talks. Every idle word that a man speaks, he will pay for it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So mind your thoughts. Mind the words you speak. And mind your actions. They are all things that God answered that is not taught. It's not taught. Mind your words. Mind your actions. He responds to each of them as he does to our prayers. So don't just be a praying man on the altar of prayer. Make prayer your work life, your lifestyle. Think answers, speak answers, and act answers. My God. Stop thinking failure and expect to succeed. Stop thinking sickness and expect to live in health. Stop thinking poverty and expect your seeds to produce. Think right, speak right, act right. Jesus will answer you this morning. Is somebody contacting ever-winning wisdom on this platform? It will keep delivering results in your life. Now stand to your feet. Last day, everybody's day. Last day is everybody's day. So think the word concerning what you are asking for. Think the verdict of heaven as contained in scriptures concerning the things we are asking. And you have it settled. Speak it loud. Yay! I can never be poor, is I here. How many of you have told me what to do and I'm committed to doing it? And I trust your grace to keep doing it. Is I here, my son? Sealed. Speak it out! This is how far now. I say, well, you see, I don't know. Think scriptures. Speak scriptures. Act scriptures. You see how wonderfully God answers prayers. I asked the Lord one time, I said, won't you even be patient for someone to pray before you answer? He said, no, there's a company of people before they call me, I will answer. I'm just understanding what he meant. I'm just understanding what he meant. Now, you and God alone, next 30 minutes, go ahead and do what you please with yourself. Do what you please with yourself. Take any position that's convenient for prayers, for communication with God, for receiving from God. Take any position that's convenient for prayers, for reasoning with God. We're on the mountain of this ever-winning wisdom. Is putting things in our hands that keep working all the days of our lives. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus cried and said, "If any man thirst, let him come. Whatever area of your life you are thirsty," he said, "come. Come, I will open up rivers. Come, I will open up rivers. I will bring an end to your dry season. Come." Stop praying right and thinking wrong. Stop praying right and speaking wrong. Stop praying right and acting wrong. My story is ordained for continuous change from this mountain. Ever winning wisdom equals ever winning life. Now go ahead. Remember, you are speaking and you are receiving. You are watching for responses. You are watching for responses. You are watching for responses. You are speaking, you are listening. You are speaking and you are listening. You are watching out for responses. Somebody's story is changing. Why won't God give you a job? He who does not work, let him not eat. And is committed to providing for his own household. So there's a job waiting for you. Stop thinking joblessness. Stop thinking rate of unemployment. Think the truth. Think the truth. Today is my day. This day is my day. God never lies. Shiloh is a mountain of answered prayers. Align your thoughts. Align the words you speak. And align your actions with the truth of God's word concerning those areas of your life. And watch how answers will start dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. Jesus, today must be my day. I align my thought to take delivery of what belongs to me. I'm redeemed the salt of the earth. The light of the world. I'm redeemed an asset, not a liability. Hear me today, Jesus. Let hanging on people for survival end in my life. God answers our thoughts. He responds to the words of our mouth. And He weighs our actions to determine His intervention. He weighs our actions to determine His intervention. Remember, it's your day. On the third day, we raise us up. We are rising. We are changing level. You are rising. We are changing level. See yourself settled in marriage. See your children in your hand. See your business expanding and exploding. See your children succeeding. See your family life become sweeter and sweeter by the day. Think so. Otherwise, it's too big for your mind, it's too big for your hand. Shall we rise? Now begin to give God thanks. The last day has answered for you. Start giving him thanks. The things you think, the things you say, you start seeing the result right now. The steps you take, we start commanding results right now. Lift up those two hands to heaven. Now give him thanks in tongues. Give him thanks in the spirit. Express yourself fully. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. From today, the things you think, according to scriptures, God will start responding to you. At a rate that will beat your imagination. The things you speak will start producing results. Anytime you say, I don't think so, against the truth, you can't have it so. I can't say I'm strong when I'm weak. Then continue to be weak. Let him that is weak say, what? He will never be strong until he says so without doubting in his heart. So let the sick say, I'm healed. My health is restored. And then he confirms it. Whatever is too big for your mouth and my mouth is too big for our hands. We shall have whatever we say. That's what the word says. After you have prayed and fasted, you will only have what you say. You only see what you think. You only experience the reality of the steps you take. So your actions, the words of your mouth, and your thoughts, they all determine the outcome of your life and my life. Watch it. Every idle word that a man shall speak, he will pay for it. Life and death are in the power of the word. Somebody's story has changed. So, your prayer time is not when you're on your knees. As you walk through the day, everything you think, everything you say, everything you act, they are what God responds to, not only what you pray. So your time on your altar of prayer is only 25% of what God answers. He answers your prayers, yes, he does. He answers your thoughts, you don't know. He answers your words, you don't know. He answers your steps, you don't know. Now that you know, Satan is in trouble. I said, now that you know Satan is in trouble. Now that you know Satan is in trouble. Now that you know Satan is in trouble. I said, now that you know Satan is in trouble. I said, wherever the preaching of the gospel take a man to, that's where I'm going. At the beginning of the beginning. What to say matters. I can't accommodate the thought of failure, so I can't fail. Wake up. Don't think the environment. Don't think the circumstances. Think the truth. Think the truth. Speak the truth. Act the truth. You beat your enemies hand down. Hands down. Don't descend from the spirit to the natural. Don't start in the spirit and end up in the flesh. We're going to celebrate Jesus for light. How many have caught some light today? Have you caught some light today? You are going to learn amazing miracle jobs. Your marital destiny will be set to like a dream of the night. Your miracle children will learn in spite of negative medical report. Your debilitating health will be fully restored. Stop thinking death. Think life. Stop thinking death. Think life. Think life. Think life. I saw Wesley, John Wesley, on horseback, crisscrossing the nation in winter, preaching the gospel. I saw that in the beginning days of my assignment, I received strength by saying so. I started thinking strength that never fails. You can't think strength and suffer weakness. You can't think health and be broken down in health. So it's all about you and about me. Now we're going to celebrate Jesus. Now you are singing and prophesying to yourself as you're saying, the battle is over. The battle is over. The battle against your destiny is over. Somebody had stroke. He said, I must be at Shiloh. And you see the way he walked to the platform? Abawa. 2 months ago. Stroke. And the thought of his mind killed it. Think straight. Don't see yourself being carried in bed up and down. See yourself going stronger by the day. And that's what you'll see. Let's praise him. Now lift up your two hands one more time. Give God thanks for outbreak of light this morning. Give him thanks for answers to your prayers, for answering your thoughts, answering the words of your mouth, and answering your actions. In Jesus' name, if anybody ever asks you about any issue they have identified with you, how far, what do you say? It is done. Say with me, it is done. When you say that without a doubt in your heart, you have committed God to confirm it. If anybody should ask you how far now with that sickness, it is. It's over. It's over. How far with your job now? It has happened. It has happened. Now, so go with this. Start thinking the reality of scriptures. Start speaking the validity of scriptures. And start acting instruction of scriptures with every zeal and zest. Sir, no devil can stop you. 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 Welcome to your brand new world. The world of ever triumphing over issues. The battle is over. Now, so therefore know that every day is a prayer walk. As long as you are thinking, you are already sending a signal to heaven of your expectation. So think scriptures. Think the rest of scriptures in your daily walk. Speak the validity of scriptures in your speech. How much service have you got? Nothing. If I got anything, I'll finish it. Why? If the word said, carry no post nor script and greet no man on the way. Eh? I say, yeah. Speak the validity of scriptures. Amen. God is not a man. Why should you think it impossible that God will raise the dead? Acts chapter 26, verse 8. Anything you think impossible becomes impossible. Anything you think impossible becomes impossible. It's a brand new day. We are resuming here at 7:15 for the hour of visitation. Expect to be massively visited. Accept the word of life to come through with such force that will create a shift, upward shift, forward shift in our spiritual lives, which will impact on every aspect of our life in the name of Jesus. You are returning with the seal of ever-winning wisdom on your forehead. Therefore, carry on with your prayer walk. As you get on this short break, and we are back here at 7:15 on the dot to celebrate Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. And help me congratulate your neighbor to your right and to your left. Welcome to a brand new prayer walk.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.